Psalm 98, Preface. Come, let us worship before the Lord, and give praise unto our God, for he deserves to be glorified of us for all his benefits. He gives us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Day by day he provides us food and raiment, and sends his holy angels as our guardians to minister unto us. He has purchased us from everlasting destruction by his own blood, and has prepared mansions for our souls, which are not built with hands. He baptizes us with the Holy Ghost, that spirit of grace and prayer, who teaches us to worship in spirit and in truth, and who is the seal of God's promises and the earnest of our inheritance. All this is proclaimed to us in the gospel, by which God has called us out of darkness unto his marvelous light, has made us children of adoption, temples of the Holy Ghost, and heirs of his everlasting blessings. Come, let us worship him with prayer and praise, ascribing unto him glory and might, both morning and night. Unto such worship, with sounding praise, the 98th Psalm invites us. An Exhortation to Praise Christ. A Psalm. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. Summary. This hymn of praise is a lovely prophecy of Christ's kingdom, in which righteousness and salvation are preached in the uttermost parts of the earth. It charges us to rejoice and be glad over this salvation, and to praise God for our redemption in Jesus Christ. The worship here commended is not washings, keeping of days, and bringing of sacrifices at Jerusalem, but preaching the gospel among the nations and praising Christ, the King of righteousness, who has ransomed us from sin and death without our aid by his own right hand and his holy arm. Let all nations acknowledge Jesus Christ, the King of glory, and let the heathen receive him with acclamations of joy, that land and sea may be filled with his praise. Prayer. Honor, praise, and thanksgiving be unto thee, O Christ, our God and Savior, for all thy wonderful works and the numberless blessings with which thou enrichest us. Fill us with thy Spirit to new create our hearts, that we may rejoice over thy works and gifts all our days, and at our latter end receive us into that kingdom of light in which we shall follow thee wherever thou goest. Amen.